Today is Friday, August 6th. What to know about the surge in COVID-19 cases that's now pushing some hospitals to their limits. Also, a new federal investigation into the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department and a wildfire that leveled a historic town and is still growing. Plus, the push for more electric cars, why Apple is going to start scanning all American iPhones, and which popular cartoon is part of a record-breaking deal that includes movies, too. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. As COVID-19 cases rise around the country, some hospitals in the South are getting overwhelmed. This week, the AP reported there were only 6 ICU beds available across all of Mississippi. Arkansas had only 25. There are also severe intensive care shortages in Louisiana. Georgia medical centers are having to turn patients away, and Florida hospitals had to suspend elective surgeries again. Overall, the CDC says the number of Americans in the hospital with COVID-19 has almost quadrupled over the past month. Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Mississippi account for more than 40% of all hospitalizations around the country. A large share of the patients are young adults, and almost all of them are unvaccinated. As you know, the Biden administration has been promoting vaccinations for a while now. And this week, it's focusing on kids 12 and up who are already eligible for the shots. The White House is urging doctors to talk about vaccinations when kids come in for regular sports physicals. It's also giving schools and colleges resources to hold pop-up vaccine clinics on their campuses. More than 50 million students are expected to return to K-12 school in the next 6 weeks, and 20 million are going back to college. California's biggest wildfire is getting even worse, and the damage is really starting to add up. The Dixie Fire ripped through the mountain town of Greenville in the northern Sierra Nevada area. It leveled most of its historic downtown and destroyed blocks of homes, businesses, and schools. The good news is, though, so far, there aren't any reports of injuries or deaths. Hundreds of people are still evacuated, and the fire is unfortunately still growing, fueled by high heat, low humidity, and gusty winds. It's been burning for 3 weeks now and has charred more than 560 square miles. That's an area larger than Los Angeles. It's still not clear exactly what sparked it, but PG&E thinks it might have started when a tree fell on one of its power lines. At last count, there were more than 20,000 firefighters battling 97 wildfires in 13 states. The Justice Department is now investigating how police officers have been working in Phoenix, Arizona. It wants to find out if Phoenix police discriminate against minorities, use excessive force, or retaliate against peaceful protesters. The probe will also look into how the police department treats homeless people and disabled people. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the investigation yesterday, but he didn't cite a specific event that prompted it. Instead, he said his department decided to open the investigation after reviewing court documents and public records. In recent years, Arizona and Maricopa County, where Phoenix is located, have had some of the highest rates of deadly police shootings, and homelessness has been a big, growing issue. Phoenix police representatives have promised to cooperate with the Justice Department in the investigation. The police union says it's confident in its officers, and they're committed to keeping high standards. This is actually the third investigation like this that started since Merrick Garland became Attorney General. Others are still underway in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Louisville, Kentucky. Depending on what these investigations find, they could lead to new police training, better oversight, or other changes. The White House has a new strategy to move Americans away from gas-powered cars and trucks and onto electric vehicles instead. But it will take many steps. First, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, released a proposal for new, stricter vehicle standards. For the most part, it brings things back to the way they were under the Obama administration, plus a little more. President Obama made it so fuel economy and emission standards had to improve at a level of 5% every year, all in an effort to combat climate change. However, the Trump administration said that was too hard on companies, so it rolled back those targets to 1.5% a year. Now, Biden's EPA is calling for a one-time 10% bump, and then for standards to improve by 5% each year after that. These proposals are now in the public comments phase. Then, They'll become legally binding. As for the next phase of the White House's plan, President Biden signed an executive order that calls for at least half of all new car sales to be zero-emission vehicles by the end of this decade. That means a lot of new electric cars and plug-in hybrids. This one is just a target, not a law. But major automakers like Ford, General Motors, and the company behind the Jeep and Chrysler brands all say they support this goal, too. So do foreign car brands like BMW, Honda, Volkswagen, and Volvo. It's going to be a big shift, though. Right now, electric vehicles account for only 2% of new car sales in the U.S. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a message about today's sponsor, Ritual.
Of course, I hope this podcast is part of your daily routine, but I have another recommendation for you to add to your everyday as well, and that is Ritual vitamins. I take them every morning without fail, and I love that I can change which Ritual vitamin I take based on the life stage I'm in at the time. So I started with Ritual's multivitamin for women, then I switched to their prenatal vitamin once I got pregnant, and now I'm taking the postnatal. In fact, Ritual is available for women, men, and teens. Each one is scientifically developed to help support different people and different life stages. The best part? You will never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants in Ritual's products. Ritual has a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. Get key nutrients without the BS. And Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. If you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Again, go to ritual.com/newsworthy for 10% off during your first 3 months.
Americans set a new record for bankruptcies in the last year, but don't worry, it's a good one. Fewer people filed for bankruptcy than at any other time since 1985. Government data shows personal bankruptcy filings dropped nearly 33%. Officials say the relief bills Congress passed helped a lot, since they included benefits like extended unemployment aid, the eviction ban, and bigger child tax credits. Businesses also fared pretty well. Commercial bankruptcy filings were 17% lower compared to the previous year. These numbers are especially encouraging because at the beginning of the pandemic, economists predicted bankruptcies would skyrocket. But the National Bureau of Economic Research says the COVID-19 recession actually ended after just 2 months. And the U.S. economy is bigger now than it was before the pandemic started. Pretty soon, Apple is going to start scanning all iPhones in the U.S., looking for images of child sex abuse. iPhones will be updated with some complex technology that can spot any child porn in the iCloud. If it finds a match, a human will review the image. If that person confirms it really is what the technology thinks it is, they'll notify the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the person's account will be disabled. Separately, parents will be able to turn on a feature that flags them when their kids get or send any naked photos in a text. On those ones, though, Apple says its employees will never actually be able to see or find out about the pictures. The device is just scanned, and parents are notified. Child protection groups are praising Apple for its new plans, but cybersecurity experts have some privacy concerns. Some of them told the New York Times it sets a dangerous precedent for Apple to even create surveillance technology, since law enforcement or governments might be able to exploit it for other purposes. But it's worth mentioning, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and others have been scanning their user files for child porn for years, and they've been alerting authorities. Apple has been resisting, though, until now. It says the update will be coming as a software update later this year for iPhones, Macs, and Apple Watches. More than 700,000 people are riding into South Dakota's Black Hills. The week-long Sturgis Motorcycle Rally begins today. Every year, motorcyclists come from all over the country to explore different routes through the region, go camping, and see concerts. The annual rally typically brings in about $800 million to the local area. But critics are concerned that the rally could become a super spreader event for COVID-19. As the AP reports, organizers aren't mandating any health safety measures, like requiring attendees to show a negative test or to wear masks. But supporters argued the event is relatively safe because bikers spend much of it outside while riding and staying at campgrounds. The Tokyo Olympics might be on their final days, but athletes are still marking milestones. American Nevin Harrison won the first Olympic gold medal in women's canoeing. The sport was just added this year. She took first place in the 200-meter canoe sprint by completing it in just under 46 seconds. Over to the sand, American beach volleyball partners April Ross and Alex Kleinman won the gold medal in their sport. They cruised past their other opponents to reach the final match against Australia. It made them just the second American women's beach volleyball team team to go undefeated at a single Olympics. Up next, the women's basketball team and the women's indoor volleyball team are both in the semifinals this morning. Both teams are up against opponents from Serbia. And on the men's side, Team USA Basketball will compete for a fourth straight gold medal when they play against France today. The Olympic Games wrap up this Sunday. You can watch the closing ceremonies during primetime on NBC. There's going to be a lot more South Park over the next few years. The creators of the popular animated series just signed a $900 million deal with ViacomCBS. As Bloomberg reports, it's one of the richest deals ever made in the TV industry. It includes at least six more seasons of the hit show that'll keep airing on Comedy Central. And it also includes 14 South Park movies that'll air on the Paramount Plus streaming network. The Hollywood Reporter says creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone will put out two movies a year, and the first two will debut later this year. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BetterHelp. Here's Erica again with more.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone, and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A high schooler from Northern California says he came up with an invention that could save your house from a wildfire. And unlike a hose or a traditional fire extinguisher, this one works even when you're not home. 17-year-old Rule Mother invented what he calls the fire-activated canister extinguisher, or FACE for short. The device can be set up anywhere outside the house, like on a fence or a front porch. It has a bulb inside it that can sense when fire is nearby. Once the bulb reaches 155 degrees, it bursts and sprays fire retardant all around it. A single device is apparently able to put a defense perimeter around an entire property. Mother says the goal is to slow the flames before firefighters can get there. Mother was inspired to build his device after his own home in the San Francisco Bay Area was threatened by a brush fire. So now he's selling the devices, but isn't keeping the profits. Mother says he'll use all the money he earns to donate his faces to communities that are most at risk for wildfires. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode, and we'll have your next news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.